This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Promising signs from an experimental coronavirus vaccine in the United States. The potential new vaccine, still in its early stages, was manufactured by U.S.-based biotech firm Moderna and developed by researchers at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. In a report published in the New England Journal of Medicine Tuesday, the researchers gave two doses of the experimental vaccine to 45 volunteers. The ages ranged between 18 and 55. The researchers said none of the volunteers experienced a serious side effect, but more than half reported mild or moderate reactions such as fatigue, headaches, chills, muscle aches, and pain at the injection site. More cities around the world are reimposing social distancing and quarantine measures due to a spike in new COVID-19 infections. India has the world's third highest total number of confirmed coronavirus cases, with over 930,000, including over 24,000 deaths. The eastern state of Bihar, with a population of over 120 million people, has declared a 15-day lockdown to take effect on Thursday. Bihar posted its third consecutive day of more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. Meanwhile, doctors in France are reporting that what is believed to be the first case that COVID-19 can be transmitted from a pregnant mother to a baby in the womb. A former college football coach has defeated former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat representing the southern U.S. state of Alabama. More on that story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The New York Times says it's relocating its Asian digital news operation from Hong Kong to Seoul. The major U.S. newspaper, citing concerns over the new national security law imposed on the city by China. In a staff memo on Tuesday, the executives and editors responsible for the newspaper's international operations said the new law has created a lot of uncertainty about what the new rules will mean to our operation and journalism. Residents in Hong Kong say an atmosphere of trepidation has permeated the Asian financial hub since the enactment of the sweeping national security law. But activists say, despite new concerns of a clampdown on certain freedoms, they will continue their pro-democracy pursuits. The law passed by China's legislature and enacted on July 1st punishes crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. At least one person was killed and two others injured in a car bomb attack on Somalia Army Commander General Adwa Yusuf Rage. Al-Shabaab militants are believed to have carried out the attack. It happened on the general's convoy. The defense ministry, as the general left the defense ministry compound in Mogadishu on Monday, General Rage survived the attack. A Somali army spokesman said security forces shot and killed the attacker before the car packed with explosives detonated. The assault is noteworthy because of General Rage's reputation as fighting against Islamists. The attack also marks the first assassination attempt of a high-ranking military leader in several years in Somalia. As the heated debate about whether U.S. children should return to school within weeks while the COVID-19 cases continue to soar, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told VOA he is absolutely comfortable with the idea of U.S. students returning to schools this fall, despite the rising rates. Speaking to Greta Van Susteren on her VOA show Plugged In, Dr. Robert Redfield also said he is expecting the pandemic to cost the United States between $5 and $7 trillion. He also added that the spectrum of illness for COVID-19 is one of the largest that medical experts have seen, meaning some people can have the virus and be asymptomatic, while others can become critically ill. We have more international headlines for you on VOA News.